I've been spending a lot of time hanging around down the beach.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys. Hey, you want to know what happened?
Yeah, come on,
you
know, like that.
All right.
Well, I met a boy this summer.
It
was all very bright.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gonna pick me up a whole
round of
eggplant and squash them all over my face.
I made a gopher with three heads. See
ya? I'll be bringing you my commentary on the more euphoric accounts of life in places such as prison for 20 years.
I'm just gonna hang around this here bus station, spitting and picking my nose.
Yeah, for the best time in old Tijuana, try my Costa Rica's cantina. Picture in Dulce Lucy and her friend get a monster.
This is where her head was. Won't be there when I get through. Oh, see, I'm from the city, and I'm going to kiss her in the titty.
Damn it, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
For God's sake, strap yourself down!
This is a growing army of recruits from coast to coast and around the globe, fighting ear fatigue in the war against boredom. This is a new generation in telephone entertainment, and you are a cadet in the telephone.
Are those little drops of sweat?
I'm sweating.
Oh, let me...
I'm sweating.
Let me check under your arm. Oh, you're sweating.
I'm sweating.
Heat is on. Hi, gang. This is Mr. Fun, and you're listening to Car Clause number 120, running June 6th through the 8th, 1985.
Now, wait a minute. I asked you to come down here and guest host the show. I did not ask you to take over the darn
thing. My agent informed me I was here running the show. You do what I say.
All right, I'll do what you say. Well, yes, okay, we've got a special guest here in the telephone studio. No, it's not Bailey, and it definitely is not Richie Calcom.
Eat your heart out.
That's right. We've got Mickey Canoga here in the telephone studio, and hopefully she's going to become a regular.
Or irregular part of the telephone staff. But if you're missing me on this week's tape, I'm sure Rich will have it dubbed for you next week.
That's right. You can always hear about it next week on Calcom. Anyway, what are we talking about this week, Mickey?
Well, this week we're going to talk about what you all are doing during the summer.
That's right. And since your comment is first, let's hit it.
And let's hit it hard.
Okay. I have a feeling my job's in jeopardy.
God, I love that. You could never play that too much for me. This is Mickey Canoga, and I'm real happy because I turned 19 last week, and I had my very first surprise party. Yay. Well, what am I going to do for the next 3 months of summer? I've got 5 things on my list that I will tell you about right now. Oh, that's one thing I'm going to do. Stop saying, I realized on my last big comment, I said, a lot. So here we go. Number one, what I'm going to do is count the lumps of cottage cheese on my acoustic ceiling. And maybe about the middle of June, I will find out if I really can get a perm by sticking my finger in a light socket. Probably about the beginning of July, I'm going to find out. There I go again. We're going to find out why people scrape mold off of cheese when cheese itself is nothing but mold. And probably about the end of July, I will polish my brown shoes with white polish to see if I can actually get a two-tone paint job effect. And about the end of August, I'm going to do what you have pointed out to people that they do. They don't eat the first slice or the last slice of a loaf of bread because they think it's something that something is wrong with it. So yes, folks, there I go. At the end of August, I'm going to do society a big favor. I will be the test pilot. At the end of August, I'm going to taste and eat a piece of first loaf bread, the first piece of the loaf, and I will get back to you at that time and let you know that if it is or is not okay to eat. This has been Mickey. Canoga. Bye.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Ramblin' Rich. Ramblin' Rich E. Calcon here. That's what I'm going to call myself from now on in this line since everybody complains. But at any rate, I'd just like to say, for summer fun, what am I going to do for summer fun? Well, for summer fun, we'll probably scan down to the beach a few times. And, of course, we'll be putting out those Calcon output tapes.
Heat is on.
Hello, everybody. This is Judge Dredd, and, well, what I'm planning for the summer is I've got it all planned out. I have been accepted as one of the 16 members to join the staff of Camp Tumbleweed, taking care of those little monsters running up and down, peeing in their pants, and all that sort of thing. But still, the pay is good, so I'm going to take care of that for 10 weeks. Then I'm also going to Dude Ranch at Apple Valley. In sometime in September, and I'm planning on doing quite a lot more stuff, but that's basically most of it.
Hello, this is Mickey Powell, Patrick Dowdown, and what do I plan on doing for the next 3 months of summer? Well, looking for a job, hopefully I will get one. Unemployment is not too fun. And also, coming up in July is Disneyland's 30th birthday party, which I am looking forward to, because on the exact same day, by chance, is my 21st birthday party, so I'm looking forward to that. And one thing I want to know, was I right, you know? Was it Buddy Epson, and was it Gone with the Wind, you know, that beat out the Wizard of Oz, and wasn't Buddy Epson the original Tin Man?
By virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
That's Doctor of Thinkology.
You're on telephone 882-9524. This has been me, Miss Fitton.
All those long and lonely summer nights that I have spent alone, just thinking of you, don't make me come true when you're so far.
Nobody gets a summer vacation anymore. I certainly don't. The last time I got a vacation during the summer was in August of 1983 when we went on strike for 3 weeks. And even then, I couldn't leave town because I was afraid that any minute now they were going to tell us all to go back to work. I get paid vacations, but I can't afford to go anywhere. So I don't do anything no matter what time of year I get a vacation. I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm just telling it like it is. Bye.
Well, hi. I just think that, you know, my summer, I'm going to be nice and bored and do absolutely nothing. I'm probably just going to hate Richie Calcom all summer because he is such a dick. Face it, he is a dick. Nobody can deny it. He is a total plagiaristic dick. Okay? Thank you. Have a nice day.
My kind of guy.
All those long and lonely summer nights, I guess they're all in vain.
Oh, some chocolate.
Like for sure.
So, my plans for summer are I'm going to a camp and just going to the beach and, you know, going around leisurely, hanging around everywhere. And I like to say hi to Richie Calcom. This
hi.
Is Nicole. Hi.
Hi.
And he'd like me to say, you know, remember, you know, that what I said about the Duran Duran video, comment? Okay, here it goes. Anybody does not like Richie Calcom are just jealous because he's a total hunk of babe. Bye.
Or Nicole, do you mean a total hunk of junk?
Don't make dreams come true when you're
listening to the Ron Put, and I'm wondering, what do you do with the comments that have nothing to do with the topic? I mean, do you give them to Richie, or do you give them a rest over at the movie line?
Well, I'd like to, you know, let them sit there at the movie line for a while, because as you know, Paul doesn't play things, but we do on occasion when we have topics like this, we get people that just don't want to respond and don't want to be part of it.
All right. capable of responding.
Or capable of responding is another thing, too, as you'll find out. But what, Mickey, now that you're here working at the telephone, and I'm going to give you a tour here. What we do with these comments is we put them into the non-participator crater.
The what?
The non-participator crater.
Now, I know you're a stranger, you know, but what is the non-participator crater?
All right, Mickey, I guess I'm going to have to just show you. Look, follow me, okay?
Okay.
You see this door over here?
Yeah.
Open that sucker.
God, Nino, turn on a light or something.
Yeah, well, this is the telephone basement. You wanted to find out, Mickey, so don't chicken out now. Follow me down the stairs. Come on.
Okay.
It's all right.
Wait, watch your step.
That's all right. Don't worry. There's a few bats floating around here, a few rats and everything.
I see Richie over in the corner, I think.
Right, Richie's been there a while. Okay, we're just about... Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Right there. Okay, now see that little door right there?
Yeah.
That is the door that covers the non-participator crater. Okay, are you ready?
Is it not going to hurt me or anything?
It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. It's a little boring. But,
yeah. Richie's a star attraction on it.
Exactly. Okay. And see, this is the thing. This is where we put all those comments when people do not participate. If you're ready, go ahead and open that door.
Okay.
Well, hello, everyone.
Oh, my God.
I warned you. It's pretty horrible.
First of all, Nina, what was that song that you played?
This is Felicia. Richie... Why don't you just leave the 976 numbers alone, okay? As far as...
Not much, Nino. What's going on? I'd like to leave a comment defensive. Rich E. Calcom.
Ah, Nino King, are you monitoring?
No.
Hello. Now, I guess you're not monitoring.
Disgusting.
No, these guys were especially OCP there. He didn't want to participate, so he's not getting his stuff.
His boss.
I'm sure what else is going on here.
I was reading in the paper today, and I can't believe it.
Well, you think Karen yaks too much sometimes?
No, I can't say anything about her.
I like Karen very much.
I like
her. She didn't participate this year.
I know. Sorry, Karen.
40 were killed or something like that.
Now, there's a guy you're going to want to say something about.
Yes, he belongs in here. He's what do they call it? Housekeeper?
That's it. He's the guardian of the non-participator crater.
Yes, the guardian. He's like St. Peter at the gate.
That's right. Let's see who else we got. My God. He is like the Richie Calcom.
One other guy. I forgot it.
That's pretty bad.
And babies 3 months early by Caesarean section.
Felicia. Felicia, this is the girl that beat you in the Artie Awards, and here she is in the crater.
That's okay. Payback is a bitch.
Anyhow, this United States of America is a haven for criminals.
Oh, this Bob forever.
I don't know, Mickey. I've pretty much had about enough of this.
Well, I'm about to get sick here.
Don't really know.
Let's close the door in the
concert. Kind of call me. Let me know what the hell's going on.
Telefun Instant News, bringing you up to the weekend report on what's happening in the phone world and beyond. Because there's more to life than news, weather, and gophers.
Good day and good listening. I'm Mickey Kanoga, and here's what's been happening up to June 6, 1985. A tragic story for the phone world this week. Longtime conference caller Gina Van Nuys was fatally wounded last Sunday when she was struck by an oncoming bus while crossing at an intersection. Gina was a regular on the Headphone 2 conference and left comments on occasion at Observatory and here at Telefun. Private services were held Thursday at a chapel in San Fernando Mission. Gina will be missed by not only her close friends and family, but by all of us in the phone world who knew her, even for a short time. It's my wish that you would say a prayer for Gina and her family. Gina was 16. In other phone world news, yet another reemergence of another Valley line, Radio 1, the Artie nominee for Best New Line, is up and running again at 906-7000 in the 818 area code. Line host Josh has not yet been very prolific in his recordings, but his music-based comment program is, at times, a welcome change of pace from everybody's output. And that number, once again, for Radio 1 is 906-7000. And finally, Calcom has a brand new Van Nuys output number, but who gives a fuck? That's it for this week's Instant News. This has been Mickey Kanoga. Thank you, bye. Well, Nino, while I'm here, I might as well indulge. Can I hear that drop-in one more time?
Which drop-in are you talking about?
This one.
Pass me, motherfucker!
I love that.
So, the newly duke. Number 8-8-0-9-5-0-4. Come, my man. What is your number? Hollywood 4368.
From L.A., I have a slight cold, so bear with me. What do I plan to do this summer? That's kind of a hard question, because I usually don't plan in advance what I'm going to do. I guess I'll do the usual partying that I do when I'm not going to school. I know that I will be visiting a friend of mine in Sacramento this summer, but just what month, I haven't decided on just yet. Oh, well. I'll catch you later.
This Wolf Man Jack, and my plans for this summer, man, will be getting a skinhead, shave my beard off, and staying cool for the summer, man. I mean, like, I'm gonna go totally bald, man. You won't even recognize the Wolf Man. Anyway, then I'll probably hit the beach and catch some rays, and that's probably about it, man. Just kind of vacation, party, hardy, okay? I kind of like being a party animal. Anyway, this has been Wolfman Jack from Granada Hills, California. Bye.
Okay, this is Sherry from Chatsworth. What I plan to do on my summer vacation is...
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get my hair cut, and I'm going to get, like, spiked all over. I had a good Iowa before, but I don't have to go anymore, so respect that.
Okay.
And I'm going to Catalina August 5th through 12th with Nicole from Chatsworth and Rachel from Kennewick Park.
Wow.
And I'm going... Oh, I'm going to Frankie Goes Hollywood concert in 2 weeks. Yeah, all right. And, well... Oh, we're going to Mission Bay. And, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to jump Roddy Frame's bones, too. Oh, he is so rad. And Mark from Frankie Goes Hollywood, the concert, I'm going to jump his bones. He is so rad. You realize how rad this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
He is so rad. Okay. I'm going to jump his bones and go to Frankie Goes Hollywood concert with the Greek Theater. Yes, I am. Yes. Oh. And hi, Richie.
I knew she said
Richie. Yeah. Bye.
Scratch it, Nino. Oh. Referring to a little scratch on the input message. This is Casey Arleta with an allergy. To what, I don't know, but all I know is my nose is stuffed up and not with anything illegal either. My plans for this summer vacation, vacation from what? Laziness? Oh. I don't know. You know one thing, I'm gonna get a lot of sun. A lot of sun. Hopefully get laid. Like everything else, you know. Usual bullshit. What else, you know? Asking somebody what they're gonna do over the summer is like asking somebody what they do at the beach, which is one of the things that you do in the summer. Casey, quit rambling. Anyway, next week, I'm going to call in to do my Paul Mac imitation, so look out. Nah, I just like to make fun of him because he's so crazy. Okay, so, like, good day, and this is the Sick Rocker, because that's my new nickname, hey? Good day.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Karen, Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut. And, summer vacation's coming up. Well, I'll probably be working. But, be hitting the beach a lot, and, the Grateful Dead will be at Ventura Fairgrounds probably in July or August, so I'll definitely be hitting that, and I'll be seeing Tom Petty and Dire Straits. I want to go to a lot of concerts this summer. And that's about it, really. Just going to hang loose, you know, and party hardy with all the cute guys out there.
Not much, Nino. What's going on? I'd like to leave a comment in defense of Rich E. Calcon. I know what the E stands for. He's a personal friend of mine. It stands for enthusiastic. And the Mickey Canoga, and the Mickey Canoga stands for evil. The E in your name, Mickey. He said, leave Rich alone. He's contributed a lot more to the line than you ever will.
Oh, turn the get rid of him. No way. First of all, Bob, it's not Mickey. It's Mickey. It's Rich E, not Richie. And, well, I got my little dictionary here, and I decided to look up your name, too. You now fall victim to my treacherous ways. But here's what Bob stands for, darling. Boring, obsolescent, bagworm. In other words, Bob.
Don't grunt. That's not at all a proper way of expressing yourself.
Furthermore, Bob.
If you're going to turn into a pig, my dear, I'll have nothing more to do with you.
Hello? What are you doing? Somebody knocking on the phone.
We want the motion flight. Are you gonna do it?
Nino, I know you're there. You just disconnected me. That's Danny Van Eyes. Mr. Fond, I know you're there because you just disconnected me while I was listening. You. Mom?
What?
You're on. You're off.
If you rats don't get the bed, I'll break your neck.
All right, I'm off.
Well, Mickey, what do you think? Are you going to sweat while the heat is on this summer?
Yes, I'm going to be too busy running Richie out of town.
Single-handedly, or are you going to get some help in this matter?
With my pinky, I think I can handle it.
I got a lot of things planned this summer. I'm not telling anybody on telephone. Mickey, I got to tell you, it's been a real pleasure having you down here. And you got a surprise in store, gang, because Mickey's going to be a regular here on telephone.
On the irregular staff.
On the irregular staff. And she's going to be co-hosting quite a lot. So, like it or not, Mickey is here to stay, okay?
And in the infamous words of Johnny, you will like it.
You'll like it, or I'll hit you so hard your whole family will hear it all the way in Pacoima. Anyway, you got some numbers to read off over there. You can call when you're done here. What's the first number they're going to want to call?
The first number they're going to want to call is telephone input at 882-9523.
And then they can call their stuff if they're bored of this.
And now the trivial things, feedback at 348-8888, observatory at 702-0429, nobody home at 883-3000. Nino, if there's nobody home, why bother calling?
I don't have any. I never could figure that out, but there was nobody home for a long time, but now they're back, so there is somebody home and nobody home.
I'm sure Bob can make sense out of that anyway. We can call the movie line at 761-3330.
You're not too crazy about the line anyway, so you can skip by that one.
That's a line?
I don't know. It's Paul Mack. He's a legend on his own line. 761.
Wait. Paul who?
Paul Mack.
Oh. Okay. At 761-3330.
3330, that's it. And there's one other number on there I know you're waiting to read.
Oh, Calcon. At 976-2727 and 976-2828 or 976 any four digits.
Sounds good to me, Mickey. I'm calling that one right away. Anyway, gang, that's going to do it, I guess, for this week. And if you didn't hear your comments this week, well, they were probably in the non-participator crater because you didn't follow along with this week's topic. But do we have a topic for next week?
No, we don't have a topic next week because we want to listen to the responses for this week's topic.
That's right. We want to hear what you all had to think about Mickey Canoga being the new guest hostess here on Telephone, and she is here to stay. So anyway, Mickey, you got any highs or goodbyes you want to say to anybody else?
No, I just want to say if anybody took anything I said personally on this tape, it was well-intended.
That's right, and we enjoyed it. And Ken on Target thinks he's got a controversial line happening. Well, you ain't heard nothing yet here on Telephone. We're getting better every day.
Oh, Nino, don't lower yourself. That's something Richie would say. Don't make me sick.
Yeah, you're right, Mickey. I'm sorry. I lost my brain for a minute there. Anyway, gang, have a good summer. We're going to see you in B10. Join us next week. What's the input number one more time?
882-9523.
That's right. And that's it for now. This has been Mr. Fun.
And Mickey Canoga.
Thank you. Bye.
If you have missed any portion of this tape, please stand in line. It will repeat. Unless, of course, you're listening to Calcom because it plays over and over and over.